Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brautz gets the do-it-yourself lowdown on an American breakfast staple in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Laws, like sausages, cease to inspire respect in proportion as we know how they are made. So said the poet John Godfrey Sachs. In other words, the more you see happening behind the scenes, the less you're going to feel good about the end product. I can definitely tell you that watching two of my neighbors, Jill Miller and Sam Vandegrift, make sausage in Jill's kitchen a week or so before Christmas was hardly uninspiring of respect. In fact, if anything, my already existing respect for the way they took sausage making on was heightened. Why? Because they co-raised in our neighborhood and co-slaughtered on a nearby farm the five chickens from which the sausage was being made. Like many interesting projects and experiments, this one started with a mistake. In this case, an accidental surplus shipment of chicks to someone else in our neighborhood. When Jill heard about this, she offered to take some in.
Kate and Ben ordered too many chickens, or there were too many chickens in their order for their meat chickens. And so they had to distribute them throughout the neighborhood. And Sam said he would take 17, but Karen wasn't sure if she could have chickens that she was eventually going to eat in her backyard. Apparently, I'm fine with that, and so they lived in my backyard.
Sam, who lives across the street from Jill, agreed to be on the assist with feeding and watering. The birds didn't range free, but hung out instead inside a largish structure right next to Jill's garden. The chickens lived there for 10 weeks starting in August, eating feed brought from an Amish farm by Sam and dining hardcore on bugs and Jill's garden rejects like old cauliflower and spent amaranth. There was never any doubt, though, that the birds were eating great food to become great food.
I went into this knowing that these were meat birds, that they were going to be eaten, and I think that's what made it easier for me with the slaughtering process, with this whole sausage thing, because Sam brought over our processed birds, and we're turning them into sausages, and it's a whole chicken, but I'm cutting it apart, and my mouth is watering, and thinking, this was in my backyard, but so what? That was its purpose.
There was also never any doubt that both Jill and Sam were going to, quite literally, have a hand in making sure those chickens became food. When it came close to the time for the birds to be slaughtered, Sam and Jill moved the birds out of Jill's driveway. Sam picks things up from there.
We moved the chickens eventually out of the driveway over to my friend's farm, and she lives out in Sydney. And they got to spend a week out in pasture, and then we went and butchered them, and that was amazing, actually. It was one of these things. Am I at the point in my life where I can really say meat doesn't come from a styrofoam tray? And this was the moment.
Yeah.
And it wasn't gross. What was shocking to me is it wasn't disgusting. It was really like, this is the natural outlet for this animal. I mean, it was really kind of a beautiful thing.
Fast forward to a chilly December night. The three of us, plus Sam's daughter, have gathered in Jill's kitchen, prepping to make sausage from the chickens they raised. Onions are in the pan, the meat grinder is all set, sausage casings are soaking, and the sausage press is clamped to the counter.
How much pork fat do you have?
Pound or so?
Pound and change?
Enough.
Why don't we just do the pork fat and the breast meat and the dark meat?
Okay.
And mix that together as a general force.
Skin.
The recipe for the sausage we're making comes from the book Charcuterie by Michael Ruhlman and Brian Polson. In addition to the white meat, the dark meat, and the skin from the chickens, we have some sun-dried tomatoes, the aforementioned onions, mushrooms, fresh pear puree, a sprig of sage, and some pig fat on the counter. Jill starts by mixing the meat and the fat together by hand. After the other ingredients get mixed in, we're off to the grinder, which is a grinder attachment attached to a stand mixer. After the sausage is made by the grinder and we've test fried a few small pieces for taste, Jill piles it into the sausage press. Sam loves this sausage press.
we're putting a casing on this giant needle, essentially, because what we're going to do is we're going to screw it to this press. And the press is like, I used to make press cookies with my mom when I was a kid. It's exactly the same thing. It's just bigger and for meat. And so this is actually kind of the beautiful, like, dream of sausage presses. This is an amazing sausage press.
I always took Saxon's quote about sausage and laws to mean that their ingredients were unappetizing, the process unappealing. Not so a few weeks ago on Lynn Street, where everything came full circle. Happy New Year, everyone. Here's to lots of projects in 2011.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, willag.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.